Hardworking kid. Really, you know, worked hard in the off season, worked hard in the spring, worked hard in training camp, been out there every day, making progress, improving. Well, again, both players have been out there. They've been able to work together on a daily basis, and I think that it continues to improve. Again, I think we have a long way to go, but definitely making progress, heading in the right direction. I think probably each player is kind of getting used to the other one a little bit, but that's normal. You know, he's been good. He's been very diligent in trying to, you know, learn his assignments, learn the plays. I mean, he's a tough kid. He's played for us in the kicking game. He's given us some plays there, which, you know, at that position, it's always good to get those out of those receivers. I mean, it's kind of like bonus plays. But I think he's been, you know, very competitive. He's obviously a big target. And, you know, he's gotten better at the routes that we've run. I thought the deep out route that he ran in the game was good. It created a lot of separation on that. So, you know, he's got a good skill set, a little different than some of our other guys, but good, and he's tough.
For sure.
He does. And especially in the positions where you normally don't get, I mean, you see returners come from the wide receiver group. That's, let's say, where most of them come from, not all, but most of them come from. But when you get contributions from those guys in coverage, or you take an offensive or a defensive lineman that generally doesn't have much of a role in the kicking game other than field goal, and they can contribute for you on a team or two, then that's just, you know, bonus that you don't normally get. So, sure, everything counts, you bet. But when the kickoff returner is back there catching the ball, I mean, the three things that affect him the most are the depth of the kick, the hang time of the kick, and the posture that he's in when he catches it. So no matter how deep you are, if you're kind of waiting for the ball and going forward and rolling into the catch is a lot different than if you're backing up or going sideways or that type of thing, because just the momentum and the start of it is a lot different. You know, you hear people refer to a depth in the end zone, but I mean, I don't really think that is the final story, because a ball with no hang time deep in the end zone is a lot more favorable to return than a ball that's not as deep in the end zone with quite a bit of hang time.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a great question, but it's really both. I think you've got to have enough players to practice. So sometimes if you go, you know, shorter in a position on your 53-man roster, you can subsidize that with a player or two on the practice squad, so it doesn't, you know, screw your practices up, and you're able to, you know, maintain a normal flow of practice. So, I mean, you know, you got to have receivers to run patterns, you got to have linemen to block, you got to have DBs to cover. I mean, you know, somewhere along the line, you need all those things. So if you're short, then balancing out the roster with numbers is, you know, that's certainly part of it. But at the same time, the players you want on the practice squad, you would like for them to be guys that you think could develop and eventually become roster players. So you don't really want to let – if you feel that way about a player, you really don't want to let him go for a player who you don't think is a roster player, even though he plays the position that you kind of need, if you will.